Greetings in Jesus' name on this 22nd day of July, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the 50s outside, and it's a cool morning with temperatures in the 30s up on top of Mount Washington. And we love it when the humidity leaves the area and we're able to experience these nice, cool temperatures. I hope that you're having a wonderful day. We for sure are indeed blessed. Powerful services last night. An encouraging time in the Lord with full attendance and the Spirit of God moving in our midst as our congregation sang together and we worshiped together and was able to enjoy the good blessings of the Lord through the Word of God. I appreciate these midweek services as they are top shelf and we're after it for Christ. And I love the idea of keeping our services all the way to the max every time we meet. Our God is holy. He is worthy. And we have to watch it in fundamentalism. Often we have a big service on Sunday morning and then a smaller service on Sunday night and an even smaller service on Wednesday night. I don't believe that pleases the Lord. We need to be after it every single service. And I appreciate the Lord helping us. Today we're busy about the Father's business. Was teaching on 558 at the 5:58 a.m. hour early this morning in my office, studying the Word of God, seeking the Lord, and spending time alone with Him, and that I might be my best, no less, for Christ. In your Bible today, I would invite you to look with me in the book of Matthew, chapter number 7, where we have some questions that are asked that will absolutely positively challenge you, and even convict us all. Notice that verse number 3 of Matthew chapter 7 says, "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye?" What a question that the Lord Jesus Christ is asking us as He is preaching this great Sermon on the Mount. Of course, most of us are familiar with verse number 1. Many people quote this, and some of your co-workers even quote this. When they say, "Judge not that ye be not judged." Many people that know nothing about the Bible have this verse memorized. As soon as you come to them with a thought and say, "Hey, have you ever considered this, and why do you do this?" And someone will pipe up real quick and say, "Judge not that ye be not judged." They have this verse memorized. What we fail to consider, though, is that God is not teaching us in His Word here that we are not to judge. But He is teaching us that we should deal with our own inabilities. We should deal with our own critical spirit. We should deal with our own issues before ever attempting to speak to another about the situations of life. And Jesus boils it down right to this critical matter and asks us, "Why are you beholding the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but you consider not the beam that is in your own eye?" Why are you looking at a little piece of sawdust in your brother's eye or your sister's eye, but you've not even considered that you've got a tree trunk in your own eye? You've got a beam in your own eye. It's just a little speck of dust in someone else's. And so Jesus says to us in this passage of Scripture, actually ask another question in verse 4, "How wilt thou say to my brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine own eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye?" And another question. And then He says this, and this ought to encourage us. I say that a little bit tongue-in-cheek because Jesus' preaching is penetrating. I mean, it absolutely pierces the heart. He says in verse number 5, "Thou hypocrite." First point to His application, you're an hypocrite. You're going around and you're trying to get little specks of dust out of people's eye when you got a log in your own eye. You've got a big tree in your own eye. And Jesus says, "Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." He said the first thing we ought to do is we ought to deal with self. This is where the rubber meets the road. We need to deal with our own selves and ask God to speak to our hearts. Before we even attempt to help someone else, we must deal with self. And my dear friend, let me say, it is a continual reminder to me every single day that the biggest problem I have is with me. And may God help us to deal with self before we ever try to help someone else. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.